Backseat Box Office, episode number 162, for the weekend of October 25th through October 27th, 2013. Hey, this is Lena.
And this is Art.
And there is no Jeff tonight, and we are the Backseat Producers, and you're listening to Backseat Box Office. Hello, everybody, and hello, Art.
Hi, Lena.
Jeff is in a quagmire. Is that the right? I don't even know if that's the right word, but I like it. He's really busy, or as my people say, he's wicked busy. So he's unable to join us tonight. He will be back next week. He's wicked busy. So I will start right off with the weekend box office, since Jeff isn't here to remind me to do it. Holding at number one for, I believe, the second week was Gravity, grossing $30 million. Also holding at number two is Captain Phillips, that grossed $16.4 million. Carrie opened at number three, grossing $16.1 million. Escape Plan opened at four, grossing $9.9 million. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs fell to number five, grossing $9.7 million. And I will also throw a couple more into this for movie pickingness. Prisoners came in at sixth, Enough Said at seventh, and The Fifth Estate came in eighth. And we actually, for the second week in a row, kind of had a full movie picking thing. Everyone who normally picks did pick, so yay. We had three high scores of 23. That was Jeff, Kugron, and Nick. And Nick actually has a voicemail, so let's listen to that.
Hi, this is Nick. Number one, I'm going with Gravity. Two, Carrie. Three, Captain Phillips. Four, Escape Plan. Five, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Two. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nick. And to go over it one more time, they all got Gravity correct at number one. They flip-flopped Carrie at number two and Captain Phillips at number three, each one giving them a one-point loss. And they got Escape Plan correct at four and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs correct at number five. Next up with 21 points is Art and BD. So, Art, tell all the pretty peoples how you picked.
Well, I got Gravity correct in number one. And then I flip-flopped Carrie and Captain Phillips. And then I flip-flopped Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and Escape Plan. So if I could have just turned those both around the other way, I'd have been in the money. But I'll take it.
Of course you will. You did better than me. Everybody does better than Lena. Next up is Chad with a voicemail. He had 19 points, so let's give a listen to that.
This is Chad calling in with my picks for the week. I'm going to go with I'm going to make it kind of quick this week, so I'm going to go with Carrie at number one, Gravity at number two, Captain Phillips at number three, Escape Plan at number four, and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs at number five. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Thank you, Tad. He had Carrie in first, and since that came in third, that is a four-point loss. You're going to hear me say that a couple more times. He had Gravity in second instead of first, Captain Phillips in third instead of second, each one with a one-point loss. And he had Escape Plan correct at number four, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs correct at number five. I was next with 15 points. I also had Carrie first, so that was a four-point hit. I had Escape Plan in second, Gravity in third, Captain Phillips in fourth, each one of those two spots away. The only one I did have correct was Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. Next up is Mrs. Beast. She had 12 points. She had Carrie correct, Carrie in the first position instead of third. Gravity in second, Escape Plan in third. Those are both a one-point loss. She had Fifth Estate in, well, let me expand this a little bit, excuse me. She had Fifth Estate in fourth, and that came in eighth, so that was another four-point hit. And Captain Phillips in fifth, and that came in second, that was a three-point hit. Also with 12 points, but in a slightly different way, was a Father Beast. He had Carrie in first, again, 4 points. A one-point loss with Gravity. He had Fifth Estate in third, and that came in eighth. He had Escape Plan correct at number four, and Captain Phillips he also had in fifth place. So I'm going to – actually, I'll do the leaderboard first and then jump back to the Arts House stuff because I need to throw something in. We have Jeff, who I believe held in number one. Everyone else kind of moved around, I believe. So Jeff has 24 points. Kugron is in second with 23.5 points. Nick is in third with 23 points. Art in fourth with, in fourth. I see Art, I read Art and I see Tad. Maybe it's because the two of you used to be the lone voicemails. I still need you together. Art, you were in fourth with 22 points. BD and Tad tied for fifth with 21.5 points. I am in seventh with 20 points. And the Beastesses are in eighth place with 17 points. And now on to the Arts House picks. If you guys remember, I mentioned last week that I didn't see comments from Father Beast, only from Mrs. Beast. But he said they had the same pick, so I put them through because I believe the Beastesses to be trustworthy people. He also sent a message saying that he did pick, and I believe him, no reason for him to fib, it's only week one. He had picked Escape from Tomorrow, which was the same as BD's Arts House pick last week, so I put that in for him. I know he wasn't expecting me to, but I loves ya. So this week, you, me, Jeff, and BD all picked 12 Years a Slave. That was actually the highest averaging film with $48,617, so each of us grabbed a point with that. Father Beast picked Paradise. That did not record any numbers, so as it stands, because hopefully I have this correct, whoever has the highest pick gets 1 point for that week, and that's how we go forward each week. Is that correct, Art? Did I get that?
Yes, that is correct. Right.
So BD currently holds the lead with 2 points. Each one of the rest of us have 1 point. Nah.
And anybody could jump in and get right in there.
Exactly. And that was a very good move on your part, Art, which is why it's now your art house.
Ah. It's the Arts House. Two quick comments.
Yes'm.
On all of that. First one being, excellent job on the editing of last week's episode, slipping in those voicemails that came in late. And I was literally laughing on the floor.
Nick?
At Nick's voicemail. I literally laughed my ass off. I was like, I'm listening, and it just cuts in. There's no lead in. There's nothing.
I know. I was so tired. I should have, like, thrown something in. I was so tired.
No, it was perfect. So I'm like, what's wrong with these picks? Why are these songs? I actually had to rewind it and listen to them again. And then the second voicemail came in, and I'm like, that's why he's funny. He is very funny when he wants to be.
I'm like, what the hell is that? I was so, because I actually listened to the second one first because of the way Tony emailed them to me.
Okay.
So I listened to the second, he's like, don't mind that other one, and I'm thinking, what the, huh? And then I listened to it, and I still totally confused. I had no idea what was going on. It was also very late. It was late. I was tired. I had no idea what I was doing.
Well, you figured it out, and it was beautifully.
Thank you. I listened to that like 5 times. I'm like, what is he doing? This is the real Nick.
Yeah, that was hilarious. And then my second comment. Okay, so you're talking about the Father Beast there.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to another podcast called Podcastle, and they sometimes read comments from their forums.
Mm-hmm.
Father Beast commented on one of the stories recently.
He's cheating on us?
He's not cheating. He's got time for both.
Okay.
If it's even him, but I'm calling him out. I want confirmation. Is he over there on the Podcastle forums, and are they reading his comments on the air? Or is there another Father Beast in the world? I don't know if this world can handle two Father Beasts.
You know, if there is, I will find the other one, because there is only one Father Beast, and you are him, and you are ours.
There can be only one?
Yes. If someone has usurped that name for podcastingness, I am having none of it. I will get all Boston on them. Don't think I won't. They will rue the day. I will grow a beard like everyone on the Red Sox, and I will throw down. Ugh. That's all I got to say.
Okay. All right, moving on. New movies.
Two movies this week, I believe, this weekend?
Two movies this week.
Hit us up, dear.
Okay, I will start with the lesser. The Counselor. No reviews yet on the tomato meter. 97% want to see it out of 19,100 people. Legendary filmmaker Ridley Scott and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Cormac McCarthy, No Country for Old Men, have joined forces in the motion picture thriller The Counselor, starring Michael Fassbender as Javier Bardem and Brad Pitt, McCarthy making his screenwriting debut, and Scott interweave the author's characteristic wit and dark humor with a nightmarish scenario in which a respected lawyer's one-time dalliance with an illegal business deal spirals out of control. Rated R, 1 hour and 51 minutes. And I think they named all the big names. Well, John Leguizamo.
Yep.
I'm always down for John Leguizamo.
He is. Rosie Perez is in it also. Not that she's a huge name, but wait, there was another one.
Rosie Perez, yes.
There's
a lot of people.
And I actually know nothing about this. I'm like, wow, this is Dean Norris, for any of you missing poor dear Hank, ASAC Hank, from Breaking Bad. Although Cameron Diaz,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's Dean Norris was in Breaking Bad. He was Hank, and he's dead now. He's dead now.
Isn't everybody basically dead now?
Jesse survives, he should. Jesse Pinkman. Cameron Diaz, not that I dislike her, never really. Like, the only thing I think I ever enjoyed her in was There's Something About Mary, because the entire movie was enjoyable.
Something About Mary is very good.
Actually, there was that one movie that she played the mother of the sick child. I guess that was okay.
I don't remember that one. Did you see The Holiday?
No, I did not. Was that with Christina Applegate?
No.
Well, who was the other girl? Or was it that Australian one who doesn't speak with an accent anymore? Toni Collette?
Jude Law and Jack Black.
Hmm. Did not see it.
It's a really good Christmas movie.
The Holiday. I'm going to write that down. The Holiday. Okay. We have one other movie, sir.
Yes, we do. And the big boy on the block. Jackass presents Bad Grandpa. Rated 83% fresh, 12 reviews, 10 fresh, 2 rotten. 95% want to see it at 16,592. 86-year-old Irving Zisman is on a journey across America with the most unlikely companion, his 8-year-old grandson, Billy, in Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa. This October, the signature Jackass character Irving Zisman, Johnny Knoxville, and Billy, Jackson Nicole, will take movie audiences along for the most insane trip ever, captured on camera. Along the way, Irving will introduce the young, impressionable Billy to people, places, and situations that give new meaning to the term child-rearing. The duo will encounter male strippers, disgruntled child beauty pageant contestants and their equally disgruntled mothers, funeral home mourners, biker bar patrons, and a whole lot of unsuspecting citizens. Rated R, 1 hour and 32 minutes.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I think a lot of people are going to see that.
I'm not embarrassed to say that. Although I actually thought perhaps, like, the other Jackass people would be in it, but I don't see them listed.
No, does not look like it.
And I love that Spike Jones is playing Old Woman.
Old Woman, yeah.
Old Woman. They're the only two people I know. They only list 7 people, but still. Oh, does this mean we have to do picks now?
It does, and I think I'm going first.
I think you are. I'm ready with pencil in hand. With pencil in hand.
Okay, well, you know, we can always go back to the recording if we need to.
And I do.
All right. I am going to go with Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa at number one. I looked at what the other Jackass movies have done in the box office, and I think the one spot. I'm going to put Gravity in number 2. I'm going to put Captain Phillips in number 3. Carrie in number 4. And Cloudy 2 in number 5. I am not even putting The Counselor on the list.
Really?
It's probably a mistake, but that's what I'm going with.
How many? You know, I didn't even look and see how many theaters that's going to be out in.
It's in 3,000.
Okay, so a goodly amount.
Yeah, I probably could have bumped Carrie off the list entirely and put Carrie and put it in Carrie's spot.
Mm.
But I'm not gonna. It's too late. I said it. It's written down.
What is your house pick?
House pick is Blue is the Warmest Color.
Okay, Warmest Color. Okay, my picks. Not the same. Some similar, not the same. I also have Bad Grandpa in first and Gravity in second. And again, probably stupid move, but I don't care. I put The Counselor in third. I know I hadn't heard anything about it, but the cast really looks great. And I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Captain Phillips in fourth and Carrie in fifth. Looking at it now, I probably should have flipped Counselor and Captain Phillips, but it is what it is. They will keep. I also have Blue is the Warmest Color in fifth. So that's it for movie pickings, the Arts House pick, not fifth. Sorry, that is my Arts House pick. Blue is the Warmest Color.
See, I'm telling you, we renamed it, and it's gotten boring.
I'll pick something else. Here we go.
No, do not.
Okay. All right.
No.
All right.
I just think it's funny because we don't talk about this beforehand.
That's true. We don't. We just. Do you have your picks yet? I'm working on it. We do not talk about it until we actually name what the picks are. Because where's the excitement if we do that? Nothing new. Nothing fresh.
That's right. Surprise.
Exactly. Wait, do we do news next or stuff? We do news next or stuff?
Start with what we've watched. What we watched is next.
What did you watch, Art?
Okay, so I watched that episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
mm-hmm.
The one he was asking me about, and now he's not here for me to tell him about. That's fine. That's just the way it works sometimes. But the scientist who was in it and the scientist becoming a character and blah, 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 blah. And I was completely unfamiliar with the character. I mean, I'll let him know that next week when he comes. But it wasn't anybody I had ever heard of.
Okay.
So I think it's interesting that they're, bringing in, other people who will become villains and heroes possibly and different things like that. I'm still really enjoying the show, so we've also kicked off Biggest Loser. We're watching that like crazy, me and Brittany.
I started watching it a little bit last night because I didn't see the first week, so I actually started watching. I didn't see all of it yesterday. I don't remember why I didn't see all of it. Oh, I know why. Okay. I had to work on something on the computer, so it was on. I just wasn't able to give it my full attention.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know. They've changed the format, and now, it's an hour long. It used to be like they had the big two-hour shows. The contest was a lot more involved. They did a lot more time watching the people be all catty in the house and much more backstabby, and it seems like they pulled a lot of that out. And it's I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. The show was so much more catty before in previous years.
It was. Because then you get to have someone that you can't stand, and you want to be voted off.
Yes. And then they just keep hanging around.
Exactly. Yes.
Get out of here. I hate you. I hate you with the burning passion of a thousand suns. Be gone.
Exactly.
That was it. I did not get to watch any movies. It's been a very movie-less time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching a lot of stuff over and over again still.
Child stuff?
So, yes.
Understand.
Or, it happens. I have a burning desire to watch Wreck-It Room. That one can slip in from time to time.
Oh, that was such a good movie.
I do. I love that movie. So I'm just, you know.
Now, do you also think of Jonathan when you watch it?
No, I do not. But I saw it before I met him.
Oh, before you saw the.
Yeah.
those magnificent paws of his.
But yeah, he is a big guy, and I could see how people could make that interpretation if they knew him first.
Yes. And I did check, and my friend, slightly smaller hands than him. He's got some meat hooks on him. But I actually, like, at one point grabbed Jonathan's hand and put it against mine, and then went home and grabbed my friend's hand. I'm like, nope, his are still bigger. You lose. But Jonathan has said that, what is it, his veterinarian has bigger hands than he does, which scares me.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Jonathan's hands could block the sun from the level of the sun, not from down here. Actually, up by the sun, he just needs to put the paws up, and the sun would be blocked. So to know that there is one more person with bigger hands than that, you know what? It might come in handy when there's another tsunami. If the two of them just put their four hands up, boom, you're done. Save the world. It would save the world.
How about you? Yeah. How about you? Did you watch anything this past week?
No. And I don't even know what I watched on TV. I watched a good deal of baseball. That I did. I caught a little bit of game one tonight, but not all that much. I was still debating if I was going to root for my home team of the Red Sox because I have issues with them, or if I'm going to root for the Cardinals.
Okay. Let's get started. You brought this up, so let's get started on this.
Oh.
All right. Baseball is dead to me.
Okay.
Stepfather is a longtime Cardinals fan. Like, since his childhood,
uh-huh.
Since grade school, he has followed the Cardinals. And now he has grown up and lived his entire life in East Chicago, Indiana.
Okay.
Which is really, I mean, it's way up by the northwest tip of Indiana. So he is right in, you know, Chicago's backyard.
Oh, okay.
To be a fan of either the Sox or the Cubs. But he has his entire life been a Cardinals fan. I understand this. This is fine. So we sent out invitations for Aubrey's second birthday.
Mm-hmm.
They said they were coming. And then the Cardinals start winning games in the pennant race.
Oh, no.
And we get a call. I get a text on Friday that they're not coming to Aubrey's birthday party. They're going to the first couple of games in St. Louis for the beginning of the, or they won their division and they're going into the pennant race. That's what it was.
Oh my God.
Right around, so they went to St. Louis instead of coming to Aubrey's second birthday party.
Wow.
Now, you know what? If he was a Cubs series, maybe I could be a little more understanding. But I went and I looked and I'm like, you know, the St. Louis Cardinals are the second most winningest team in baseball, second only to the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
They have won the World Series 11 times. They have taken 17 pennants. They have six of those in his lifetime. Odds are they're going to go back again before he's dead. Aubrey's only turning two once.
Well, one day. Aww.
So I don't want to hear about baseball anymore. Baseball okay. is dead to me.
I totally understand
that.
That is why. Aww. Yeah, that was not a nice move. I totally understand that. I feel you.
That was a dick move.
It was a dick move, yep.
So I said to Brittany, we're not inviting them to anything else. If they reach out to us and they want to come out and see us, I'm not going to turn them away, but I'm done inviting them to things.
That works. Wows. Okay. I don't think I watched any. Like, I haven't seen any movies. Although my friend Laurie did see Gravity in IMAX 3D. Her words to me when she came home is, "Don't you ever see this, Lena? Don't you ever see it?"
No.
She does not get motion sick, and she's like, it took me 20 minutes to get my bearings when that movie started. And she's like, you would have either had to have crawled out the door, or you would have just thrown up on everybody, the whole entire theater. It does look like a good movie, but I can't even see it. I know I can't even see it in regular D, much less 3D, right. Much less IMAX 3D. I know my limits. I can't look at my phone if I'm in the passenger seat of the car for more than 2 seconds because I start to get dizzy. I'm a mess. That's okay. It's part of my overall charm and charisma. My dizziness and lack of balance.
Just the way it is sometimes.
But, you know, it was brought up to me because I was talking to a friend and I said, you know, I have like, I don't know really how bad it is or how not bad it is, but I have tinnitus. I have like a constant, you know, they say ringing in your ears, but it's not ringing. It's just a constant tone.
Right.
That, you know, if the surroundings are loud, the tone gets loud. If the surroundings are quiet, the tone dies down a little, but it's always there. And I was just kind of thinking aloud tonight. I said, I never really thought about it, but I wonder if that plays into the fact that for as long as I can remember, and it's never gotten any better, and I am well into my 40s, I get massive motion sickness. Massive. Like, when I was in San Francisco and I was taking a cab somewhere, if it was one of those streets that turns and turns and turns and turns, I got sick. Just from if we're always turning the corner in the same direction. Always been like that. And he's like, did you ever have a doctor check that? Can't say that I ever thought about doing that. And he's like, you think maybe you want to? I'm like, yeah, probably eventually. All right, shut up. Just hadn't quite thought about that. But that's okay. So, yeah, I'm never, ever, ever going to be able to comment on Gravity. Other than it looks good.
Yeah.
That's...
The previews are about all I can handle.
Yeah, and basically she's like, the movie's an hour and a half. It's about an hour. It's over an hour of spinning things. Whether she's spinning, she said the part that's worse is when she's still and everything behind her is moving.
Right.
And that actually made Laurie feel, I think, the most dizzy. I can do without that. I'm okay. Love me some Sandra Bullock. Love me some George Clooney. I can live without ever seeing this. Yeah. No movies on TV. I know I haven't been home a lot, so like even the sitcoms that are returning, I'm not even all up to date on those too. I'm a shameful human being.
Well, I'm falling behind on a bunch of stuff. I'm falling behind on Sleepy Hollow. I'm falling behind on. I'm behind right now on Marvel, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I mean, I saw that one episode we talked about, but now I'm still two episodes behind. So,
what
else am I behind on?
I don't have a DVR because right now I still just have basic cable, which is like 85 channels.
Right.
And I told myself when I get a permanent job, then I would switch to the higher level of cable with the DVR so I can actually tape things.
You know, you could just go out and, like, buy a VCR and some tapes. It probably cost you, like, all of
$10. You know what? I actually haven't. It was given to me as a present, a Christmas present 2 years ago, a DVD player. And I'm rocking two old big box TVs. Laurie and I tried to hook it up. When Lisa was visiting me in June, we cannot hook this up at all. I've even got the extra little things that you buy at Radio Shack. Cannot get this hooked up correctly. So I'm thinking that my TVs are so old that all the little pluggy things just, no matter what you do, nothing will ever be compatible. So perhaps the next thing I should buy at some point is save up to buy a flat screen TV.
Yeah, because they've really come so far down in price.
Absolutely they have.
I had to replace mine. Did I tell you the story of replacing my TV? So Brittany's sister came up to visit. She came up to visit from Texas, and she has a little boy that is 3 weeks older than Aubrey.
Oh.
And the only reason I even had a big screen TV in the house because not a lot of extra cash lying around here at my house either. Tony, who you met, other Tony.
Yep.
He needed a hardwood floor in his house put in. I said, well, dude, I can do that. I'll do that. He has three cats, and they had utterly destroyed his carpet. I'm like, dude, this carpet has got to go. And he's like, well, what should I do? I'm like, he's like, should I shampoo it? I'm like, no, rip it out and put it in hardwood floors. He's like, okay, well. He's like, what's that going to cost? And I said, dude, you need this done. I said, you buy the materials, I'll put it in. You know, I said, So I went in, ripped out the carpet, put in the floor, got it all done. In the process, he buys a 70-inch television. And I'm like, so what are you going to do with the Sony? Yeah, it's ginormous. So he's got this 42-inch Sony. I'm like, what are you going to do with the Sony? I was like, you know, if are you moving up to the bedroom? Are you getting rid of it? If you're getting rid of it, I'd like, you know, I said, I'll take it off your hands. I'll buy it, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we got the job done. He's like, you know what? He's like, you did all this work. He's like, just take the TV, you know.
That was nice.
And I was like, well, that's cool. I was doing the job because you needed a favor done, you know. Yeah. You're a buddy. You needed this done. Yeah, I'm getting to get this done, you know. So I had the flat screen in the house. So her sister's over from Texas with her little boy that's 3 weeks older than Aubrey.
Ruh-roh.
And, yeah, me, Aubrey, and Brittany are out of the house. And we get a phone call that he broke the big screen. He took a stick and whacked the big screen.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and just shattered the LCD. It all kind of rainbow colors and cracks.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well, I'm just glad Aubrey was with us, because then she couldn't say, well, I'm not sure who did it. her boy were the only one home, so he had to do it. And so I'm like, okay, well, don't worry. I'm like, I didn't pay for that TV. It doesn't have to help me find the cheapest 42-inch television I can find. And, you know, that's what you can replace it with,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so I picked it up for like, I think it was about $400 for a 42-inch television.
That is not bad.
No, it's not. And you don't need a 42-inch television. You can get, you know, a 36 or a 40, yeah. you know, whatever.
Because I know.
Depending on the size of your living room, even a 32 is probably bigger than what you have now. You probably have a 32.
I don't even know.
So there will be a 32 widescreen instead of a 32 square.
Exactly.
You know. So, but anyway. So yeah, that's why I know they're really not that expensive. I mean, I know, you know, when it's tight, it is what it is.
Yeah, there are so many things that I want to do when I have a permanent job, but I need to make sure I pace myself, because it will be so tempting to just spend my check every 2 weeks. But there's so much. You still there?
Okay, I am still here.
Okay, good.
Sorry, Brittany slipped me a cookie. And I took a bite.
What kind of cookie?
Chocolate chip.
Homemade?
No, from Sam's Club.
That's okay. Cookies is cookies. All cookies are good cookies.
Okay, so.
Wait, I don't hear you for a minute.
Hello, I'm back. Hello,
okay.
You hear me?
I hear you now.
I was saying, moving on to news.
Okay, and we both have some stuff.
I have more, so I will start.
Indeed.
But a lot of these are very short.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this. The Heat, Paul Feig, signs on to produce and oversee the Peanuts feature.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
This has me very excited. I love the Peanuts. I would love to see a feature-length Peanuts movie.
That?
There's not anything in the story about what the will be, whether it will be classic, whether it will be full 3D, hand-drawn. They don't say anything about that. They're just talking about the guy who's directing. And it sounds pretty interesting because he's worked on a lot of stuff. He worked on, it looks like Horton Hears a Who. No, wait, that's not him. Here it is. I Am David, Bridesmaids, Arrested Development, Unaccompanied Minors, so there's some good stuff in here.
Yeah.
So I would be very excited to see a Peanuts movie.
That is interesting. Okay, let's see. My first little tidbit. Let's see. If I just start, I'll see the title. Tomcat Play meets Kickstarter goal will stage in Scientology's backyard. The Tomcat Project, a fringe theater comedic play, well-received in its original Chicago run this year, is gunning to meet its $15,000 Kickstarter goal to play the I.O. West Theater in Hollywood. We'll only be 338 feet from a Church of Scientology building, says producer Dean Softley. It's a two-act script. It weaves verbatim interview material with imagined scenes to summon the saga of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. The other little piece I found interesting was from producer Dean Softley. Our biggest concern is that the church might catch wind of the production and purchase all of the tickets so that there will be no seats. And that that just made me laugh.
That is funny. Which reminds me that Kickstarter that I had mentioned a couple of times before.
Yes.
For now I'm blanking on his name, Uwe Boll.
Mm-hmm.
Has been canceled.
Oh.
Somebody backed out at like a $10,000 backer level, and then that caused somebody else to back out. It was in for like a few grand, and then it just canceled. So that entire thing has collapsed. There will be no. Yay.
Do the peoples get their money back?
Kickstarter, the way Kickstarter works, no money changes hands until the time passes. Time has elapsed. And once the full time has elapsed, if you have raised enough money to fund, then money changes hands.
I see.
So if you don't have enough money, no money changes hands at all. So if I set a goal for $10,000 and I set it for 30 days, at the end of 30 days' time, if less than $10,000 has been pledged,
you get nothing.
Nothing happens.
Okay. Understood.
Right. Indiegogo is another crowdfunding. That one works differently. You can set up a project that no matter how much money gets raised, money changes hands at the end of the time.
Excellent.
So it's just a different style. Okay, so on to my next story. Ron Burgundy now has his own Ben and Jerry's flavor.
I want it. I've seen the picture tweeted. Continue, please.
Scotchy Scotch Scotch.
Oh, I want it.
Special limited edition flavor. Let's see. Where is it? Inspired by Burgundy's professed love of scotch. Scotchy Scotch Scotch is a butterscotch ice cream with ribbons of butterscotch squirrel. No butterscotch chips. In a press release, Burgundy endorsed the new flavor while pitching some others, saying, Scotchy Scotch Scotch is a delicious ice cream, and I hope Ben and Jerry consider my other suggestions, malt liquor marshmallow, well liquor bourbon peanut butter, and cheap white wine sherbet.
I am going to find Scotchy Scotch Scotch. I am going to eat it, and I may very well tweet a picture of it.
There you go. Scotchy Scotch Scotch.
Okay. Next one. Tim Burton in talks to direct Beetlejuice 2. Let's see. Tim Burton is mulling a return to the world of his 1988 classic Beetlejuice. Sources say that Burton has the offer from Warner Brothers to direct the movie, on which he is already a producer with David Geffen. But insiders say that Burton has yet to read the latest draft of the script, which is by Seth Graham Smith and David Katzenberg. Graham Smith penned the script for Burton's Dark Shadows and the Burton-produced Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. The involvement of Michael Keaton, who played the titular, I never really knew how to say that. The titular ghost is up in the air at this stage. It's been such a long time. I'm not entirely sure what my reception would be. 2, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. What's that, 25 years?
Wow.
1988, 2008, yeah. I'm not entirely sure how I would receive a number 2 being 25 years later. Although I'm sure it's happened before, but.
Yeah, I mean, look at Star Trek.
That's true.
That was a long time. It's almost like I don't know. I don't know why, but I immediately went to Drop Dead Fred.
Oh God, I love that movie. Love, love, love. I need to own that movie. I need to put that bug in someone's ear to find it and buy it for me for Christmas. I just absolutely.
I will put another little check in the box that makes you similar to my ex.
Oh, get the hell out! Come on.
She loves that movie.
But it's Rick Mayall, and I love Rick Mayall. You make me feel so bad.
Dad, don't. It is a classic.
It's a lovely movie. Okay, you're up next.
Okay, up next. They're unhappy with mid-credits scene.
Start that again. So, wait. Start that again because the whole beginning was cut out. So.
Okay. Thor, the Dark World director, unhappy with the mid-credits scene.
Ah.
So there are going to be two scenes within the credits of Thor. One setting up Guardians of the Galaxy, and the other one, I'm not sure what. I didn't want to read into the spoilers, but obviously Guardians of the Galaxy coming up next, that's the one they're going to be setting up.
Mm.
But so just letting everybody know, there will be stuff to see at the end credits, so stay and watch.
Well, yes, because, yes, you need to with those movies. Let's see, the next one I have is interesting / yummy. As Deadline reported in June, when Film District paid $10 million to acquire U.S. rights to the Elton John film Rocket Man, Tom Hardy has been set to play Captain Fantastic in the Michael Gracie-directed biographical musical film. I can't quite see how this comes together. Side note. The script is by Billy Elliot's Lee Hall. Gracie directed Fox's upcoming The Greatest Showman on Earth, starring Hugh Jackman, and Disney's The Muppet Man. Blah, 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 blah. Gablah, gablah, gablah. Love me some Tom Hardy. Love me some Tom Hardy lips. Mm-mm. Can't see him as Elton John. I'm not getting it yet. I don't know. What do you think?
I think I've only seen one Tom Hardy movie. And as far as Elton John, not really a fan. So I can't even say I can picture him in my head. I think I keep thinking of somebody else. But I got nothing. I keep thinking of Billy Joel. Say John Elton.
Wow.
I think Billy Joel. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. Other than the same decade when their good stuff came out.
Right.
Both Elton John and Billy Joel, all of their good stuff was in the 70s. But, yeah, I found it interesting. I mean, it is Tom Hardy after all, but I think it's peculiar casting. But we shall see. Stranger things have happened.
Okay. Ben Kingsley reveals he's working on a secret project with Marvel Studios.
No?
So they don't think he's going to turn into the real Mandarin, but they think it will be something similar to, like, what Jeff was talking about with Agent Carter, the short. There's also a couple other ones, The Consultant, Item 47.
Okay.
So they're little Marvel one-shot shorts. His character might make an appearance on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Ah.
So, but he said he is working with Marvel on something, and he's not giving up any more information than that. So it'll be interesting to see where that character, what was his name? It's in here somewhere. Trevor Slattery.
Yeah, that will be interesting.
Yes.
I have one more thing. It's not really a news thing. I actually was just flipping through Facebook, and I, again, don't know why I didn't know this. Just like I don't know why I didn't know Orlando Bloom was going to be in the second Hobbit movie. Did not know Benedict Cumberbatch is the dragon. What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
But there's a little thing. Here's what Benedict Cumberbatch looks like playing. Is it Smaug or Smog? Smog.
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 And there's just like
stuff over LA.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's like this picture of him making a big open mouth face, and he's got all those little like pixel dots on him.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, I saw that article, and it also said, you know, that they said we may not know what the dragon looks like yet. And I'm like, have you not watched the latest trailer? Because they totally show his face.
I'm gonna have to watch the trailer again to see if I can pick out that it's him.
Pick out the voice. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize that either.
Really, I was much too overwhelmed by the fact that Legolas was there, and he is a pretty, pretty elf. Not that there's anything wrong with him in his everyday life, but you put on those ears, you put on that blonde wig, he is a pretty, pretty elf.
Okay, here's something else that you just made me think of talking about elves. There's something else I watched.
Okay.
There is a show called Face Off. It is a special effects makeup show.
Oh, okay.
On FX. It's a really good show. I absolutely thoroughly enjoy it. They do special effects makeup. Every week has a theme.
Mm.
This week's theme was...
Elves.
The Dark World coming out.
There
are five people there, and one guy says he doesn't really know what an elf is. I'm like, what? what? I don't understand what you're saying. He's like, I can't tell an elf from a dwarf. How do you put elf and dwarf in the same sentence
when
you don't know what an elf is? If you know what an elf and a dwarf is, you have to know what an elf is.
Exactly. And exactly.
If you don't know what an elf is, you don't know elves and dwarves go in the same sentence.
That's like me saying I don't know the difference between a banana and a leg of lamb. But that makes no sense.
Right.
Even the cat's upset by this.
I don't. Yeah, it was pretty bad. So anyway, but the costumes, the things they did, two of them were absolutely fantastic. I mean, just so yeah, Face Off. That's a really good show.
Cool.
And then one last bit of news.
Yeah.
There is a rumor of a possible Wonder Woman appearance in the Batman versus Superman movie. So if you remember before, I talked about possibility of them moving forward with Wonder Woman, little cameo of her in that movie somehow to really launch into her own movie later. That would be awesome.
Do we know? Because a little bit got cut off. Do we know who Wonder Woman is?
No, there's still no talk about who's going to play Wonder Woman.
Interesting.
So we'll see. As the minority on the show, I'm pulling for someone like Gina Torres or Zoe Saldana, or I don't know who else.
I will say I'm kind of sick of Zoe Saldana.
Okay, fine. Gina Torres.
We'll go with that.
I mean, come on. From Firefly.
That's good. I'd be okay with that. Zoe Saldana is just too much everywhere.
Too much everywhere?
Yes.
Sick and tired of her. Right up there with Harrison Ford.
Indeed. Indeed. Or the two of them should do a movie and then just go away.
I think she's really cute.
And, you know, the other thing is I just still don't like her as Uhura. I don't like her. And it's not even her fault. It's how they wrote her. I do not like how they wrote that character. And since she played it, I'm going to hold it against her. Because I don't know her and I can.
Okay. All right. Diaz.
Hmm?
Okay. I said doubling back to Cameron Diaz.
Okay.
Okay. I've got her IMDb page up here. What to expect when you're expecting.
Mm.
Did you see it?
No.
Okay. The Green Hornet.
No.
Okay. Let's see.
It would probably be easier for me to look at the list and tell you what I have seen because it's probably not much.
Well, I'm reading off the ones that I've seen.
Oh, okay.
The Holiday. The Holiday was 2006.
No.
That one's really good. I think you're thinking of The Sweetest Thing?
Yes. Yes, I am. That's the one where she played the mother.
Right. Okay. Charlie's Angels.
Bits and Pieces.
Okay. And then we obviously talked about There's Something About Mary. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
No, it was My Sister's Keeper. That's the one where she plays the mother. Sorry. Because she plays the mother. Because one of the daughters is very ill. I don't know if it's cancer or leukemia. They have another daughter, I believe, for bone marrow. And it's kind
she
of...
She was in it?
She was the mother, yes. But she wasn't in it that much. I think I saw In Her Shoes, which might be the Toni Collette one that I was trying to mention before. I think I saw In Her Shoes, but I can't even be sure.
Oh, there it is, My Sister's Keeper. I did not see that one.
She had an uncredited role in Minority Report. Well, fine, yeah, I can say I saw that then. Any Given Sunday, didn't see it. Didn't see Being John Malkovich. Saw There's Something About Mary, didn't see Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas yet.
Being not John Malkovich is so bizarre.
Yeah, I know.
I watched that movie, and I was just like...
I wonder if that's on Netflix. I must take a peek. I always wanted to see it, I just never have. Come on, Netflix.
Okay, that's it. Enough of Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. Do you... Oh, wait a minute. It might be Being John Malkovich. Is it actually here? It is, and it is now on my list. Huzzah.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. Do you, like, watch a lot of Netflix stuff, or do you not?
I go in spurts.
Have you seen Derek?
I have not seen Ricky Gervais.
Oh. I recommend this to every human being in the world. It is... I want to say the first season is only like 8 episodes. They're filming season 2 now. It's a BBC thing, and I'm so happy that Netflix picked it up because, you know who Ricky Gervais is?
I know who Ricky Gervais is.
Okay. He plays, obviously, Derek, who is maybe in his early 50s. You kind of find out later that he is most likely autistic in some way. He works at an elderly care home somewhere in England, just kind of helping out and being friends with the older people there. It is funny in that odd British funny way. Probably more than half of the episodes, you will cry. There is just beautiful, beautiful, heartfelt human touches that show up in the middle of all of the quirky British humor. It blows my mind that it can make me laugh so hard and then, like, just sit here with a soaking wet face. It is a beautifully put together show. I cannot wait for season 2. The last episode, I sobbed almost all of it. Almost all of it. I highly recommend it. Even if you just, like, watch the first episode, you will, you know, you'll kind of like it or not in that moment. Very good. Oh, I am going to kind of see a movie tomorrow, though. Riff Trax is doing Night of the Living Dead. And for anyone who doesn't know, Riff Trax kind of, it's some of the later people from Mystery Science Theater 3000, where basically, while we are all, it's live, I believe, I don't know, not from Nashville. Might be Knoxville or some place around there. Which is interesting because the guys themselves are from Minnesota.
Okay.
Why they... It's maybe because it's just a beautiful old theater. But while Night of the Living Dead is running, they just kind of do live snarky commentary. So tomorrow night is Night of the Living Dead live. I'll be watching from a theater in Tampa, laughing my tuchus off. So at least I'll have that movie to talk about next week.
Okay.
I still would like to get to the movies. My friends and I keep talking about trying to get to the movies, but it just never happens. We're either much too busy or much too broke.
I hear ya.
Okay,
I think that brings us to the end.
I think it does as well. And, as always, loads of fun. And look, we actually got this out to about an hour, so even for the two of us, we did good.
We did.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for joining us, and have a wonderful weekend. I know here in Florida the weather is turning really nice. 80s during the day, dropping to around 50 at night makes me very, very happy.
Screw you. I saw snow today.
No!
I did.
I would not mind a little bit of snow. I just don't I don't want it to be 100 or 90 anymore. I'm so past that.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't stick, but there were flakes falling out of the sky.
Oh.
Onto me, so.
The bastards. Well, at the very least, it had the good sense to not stick, to not stay, to stay away from you. It knew best.
That won't last for long.
I know. I grew up with snow. I understand the snow. Yes. I've had enough of it for a while.
You know, and I spent 3 years in California, and I missed the snow, so whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a Stockholm syndrome, you know, or a bad relationship. Snow abused me, but I know it loves me.
I've been away from it for 11 years, and last year I started missing it. Mostly because it's like 800 degrees in the summer, and the summer lasts for 5 months. So, yeah, I'm starting to miss freezing my toes off, as opposed to being so hot that I'm going to pass out. I need a happy medium, huh? Well, thanks, everybody. Thank you, Art. And, Jeff, we miss you. Happy to see you next week. Have a good night, everybody.
Yep, good night. Go watch a movie.
Oh, yeah, that too.